Steve and Seat in the Morning.
On demand.
Panama City's number one hit music station, Island 106. A little chilly this morning. We are Dave and Siege, ready to get you $106. The game is called Truth or Dave, and Siege loves the music. He dances for us every morning. And this morning we've got Casey on the phone. Casey, how are you?
I'm good. Freezing.
I know, right? It's so cold. Doesn't seem fair.
Like this.
Yeah. What are you wearing right now?
Sweats.
That's it? No wonder you're cold. Yeah, it's like jacket and scarves and gloves.
All of the layers today.
I look like the Michelin Man.
My favorite.
Love the Michelin Man.
Always had a thing for the Michelin Man.
All right, Casey, we got some new questions in Truth or Dave with $106 to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so I wrote these questions. Siege is going to read them to you. If you think it's true, you say truth. If you think it's false, you say Dave. All right, $106 goes to you.
Cool.
All right, let's start the clock. Here we go.
All right, Casey, here we go. Christina Aguilera holds the record for longest national anthem before a Super Bowl. Is that truth or Dave?
Truth. Oh, man. 0-1.
Yeah.
It's actually Alicia Keys. But they both have beautiful voices, much like yourself. Now, we do have one more question for you. Do you like Mexican food?
Yes.
Would you like to go to Peppers for free?
That'd be awesome.
Okay. $25 for Peppers. It is all yours. And thanks for playing Truth or Dave.
Thank you.
All right. So just out of curiosity, how long do you think it would take you to sing the national anthem? Over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes?
Is this a trick question?
No, we're just curious.
Oh, I don't know. Over?
Can you sing a couple bars?
Okay.
All right, go.
Oh, say, can you see
by the dawn's early light?
That was
great. I
think
we should form our own group. We could be called the Michelin Three. We are Dave and Siege, and we actually had the opportunity to chat just last week when we got off the air with Camila Cabello.
What a cool opportunity. What a great gal.
Seriously. Yeah. Like one of the nicest gals you ever could meet.
She's got some songs coming out.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
She's got the brand new album. It's on demand for you right now at island106.com. You can actually text the word demand, 518-79.
Demanding.
Super easy. But we got to chat with her about her song that you hear on the radio all the time. It's President Obama's favorite song of last year, he said.
It's a keeper then.
Yeah, for sure. Havana. And she was just like so excited to even just like
tickled.
Talk about it. Tickled is definitely the word.
I'm so proud of it. And I'm so, you know, it's such a big part of me. It started off as just like a title in my phone because I've like had a list of titles for my album. And Havana was one of them. And it was the hardest song to write. Like the verse was rewritten 5 different times. You know, wow. I felt so good, and the verse
just took a while for it to be perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't felt that way about one yet.
Well, I think I speak for all of your fans, and know for us here at Island 106, Dave and Siege, definitely one of our favorite songs.
Absolutely.
On the radio right now and for all of last year. And
I don't even know how to process that because it was so nice.
Well, we're just being honest. Camila, so good to meet you. This is Havana on Island 106.
Havana.
Camila Cabello on Island 106.
Oh, just rolls off the tongue there.
We are Dave and Siege. We got to chat with her last week about her brand new album, Camila, and we were having some fun with her.
What a cutie.
Trying to figure out, make sure we're saying her name right. That's like the number one thing that everybody's saying.
Absolutely.
Camila Cabello and all this different stuff. So we gave it a shot. Camila Cabello. I'm saying that right. Right, Camila?
Yeah, you're saying that the first one?
Camila.
Say it again.
Camila?
Yeah, it's good.
So wait, is it the first name that people are messing up all the time, or is it the last name?
Both, freely. They're just like, screw it, screw it. No, they...
So then they're probably saying like Cabello or something?
Yeah, Cabello.
It's Cabello. All right, Steve, do you want to take a shot at Camila Cabello?
Camila Cabello.
We're Dave and Siege. So Siege had the story this morning about these crazy Australian developers who came up with this new pill that
it's
you take.
It's a capsule that you ingest,
mm-hmm.
and then it sends, like it goes through your intestine and your gut, and then eventually you you pass it. But like in the meantime, it sends you data to your phone and tells you like what kind of gas you got going on.
And Siege this morning, I walk in the door and there's a lot going on here. A couple of the stations are off the air, whatever. So I'm running around fixing it. He goes, here, take this. I think it'll be fun. And I didn't have a chance to really even figure out what I was taking. And then it turns out it's actually this pill that's monitoring the gases like in my stomach right now.
Yeah.
And while I was out of the room, you I downloaded
the app.
I don't even know how you know the password on my phone.
I'm just concerned about your gut health.
It says poo app on here. So thank you for that. Now
you're
I
welcome.
Have my poo app.
Yeah.
And I thought we would just sort of like play with this thing and see what it does.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure how it works.
Just give people an idea as to how it actually functions.
Yeah, these Australian developers came up with it. So let's see what it does here. So I'm just going to try asking it questions and see what that does. So poo app, how are the gases in my stomach looking this morning?
Going to be a tad muggy today.
Muggy? Oh, boy. I don't know how I feel about it. Okay. Let me try doing some calisthenics. Doing some jumping jacks. See if that changes anything.
High pressure continues to build.
Huh.
Stirring up winds.
Starting to feel a little tinge in my stomach, like I might need to be using the loo or the bathroom. I'm not sure what they call it down under.
Gale force winds pushing south through the nether regions, bringing in some of that Atlantic moisture.
The nether regions. Oh, boy. All right. Maybe I should try. Should I go to the bathroom now or should I wait a little while?
Expect some freezing overnight.
Freezing. Oh, boy.
Can't rule out showers as we head into the weekend. It's going to be a real scorcher. 100% humidity.
Dave and Siege, mornings when you wake up. 106.